Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 31 degrees at 8:30. Congressional Democrats are pushing more gun control legislation.
Democratic leaders in the Senate introduced legislation banning assault-style weapons like the AR-15 semi-automatic rifle used in mass shootings last year. The legislation includes a grandfather clause exempting all weapons lawfully possessed at the date of enactment. It also exempts more than 2,000 guns for hunting, self-defense, or recreational purposes. The measure comes after House Democrats propose a bill expanding background checks. The National Rifle Association has said such legislation will not work because criminals do not comply with the law. At the Capitol, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
A disturbance involving a woman and involving a weapon led to gunfire in southeast Wichita. Police officer Paul Cruz says it happened early Tuesday evening. This was west of Harry and Hillside. A 30-year-old woman was getting out of a car in the 1700 block of South Yale. She was confronted by 26-year-old Alexander Farrell. He began yelling at her, and then he produced a handgun, firing one shot.
Officers arrested Farrell after a short struggle. He was booked for aggravated assault with the weapon, with shots being fired, assault on the law enforcement officer, battery of the law enforcement officer, and resist arrest.
Investigators did recover the gun used in the incident.
Law enforcement officers in western Kansas are working to track down an armed robber. Wednesday afternoon, a man held up a pharmacy in Waukene. The man showed the clerk a gun and made off with prescription narcotics. The man was driving a dark-colored Ford F-150 and is considered to be armed and dangerous.
A Maryland-based solar contractor facing nearly $40,000 in fines after an employee died from electrocution at Fort Riley, Kansas.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration said Wednesday it cited Power Factor LLC for four serious violations after the employee died in July while installing solar panels at the fort. The agency says the employee was hoisting a metal rail that came in contact with overhead power lines. OSHA cited the company for exposing workers to electrical hazards, including live and uninsulated power circuits. The agency says the company also didn't regularly inspect the job site or train workers to avoid hazards. The employee's name has not been released. The company has 15 days to pay the fine or contest the findings. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Two teen girls in Mississippi are accused of brutally killing their mother after she punished them.
Neighbors found 32-year-old mother of four, Erica Hall, shot and stabbed to death outside her trailer home in Magnolia, Mississippi, Friday.
We found her on the other side of the car, laid out. She had the knife in her back and a gunshot wound.
Inside the home,
two little girls,
a 12 and 14-year-old who the Pike County Sheriff's Office says killed their mom days after they tried to run her over with the family car after Hall took away their cell phones. The 14-year-old is being charged as an adult, the 12-year-old also in custody, awaiting a psychological evaluation. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
An entire generation of young Americans feels trapped.
On average, they each have about $32,000 in personal debt. Excluding mortgage, over 60% of millennials enslaved by personal debt do not know when they'll be able to pay it off, according to a creditcards.com report. 20% believe they'll take that debt to their grave. Millennials are identified as those 18 to 34. And add insult to injury, they earn less than the same age group did in the 80s. And there's also a lot less stability. Northwestern Mutual recently found that 2 in 10 people put over 50% of their income towards trying to pay off debt. Experts say break the cycle by cutting your frivolous expenses like fancy lunches or iced coffees or gadgets. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We become partly cloudy today with some sunshine and breezy this afternoon. Our high close to 50. Clouding up tonight, scattered showers towards morning, our low 37, and occasional rain throughout the day on Friday. Tomorrow's high 40. We will see some wet snow mix in late Friday night and Saturday morning. Saturday's high 37. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a partly cloudy sky. We've got a south wind at 9 miles per hour and 31 degrees. 8:35 at KNSS here on a Thursday morning, and it's time for entertainment news. We call it The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, during an appearance on Fox and Friends yesterday, Dick Cheney's daughter, Congresswoman Liz Cheney, Republican from Wyoming, blasted actor Christian Bale for referring to her father as Satan during his acceptance speech at the Golden Globes. Bale won Best Actor Award for playing the former vice president in the movie Vice.
Christian Bale finally had the chance to play a real superhero, and he clearly screwed it up. So, I'm obviously incredibly proud of my dad, very proud and honored to be his daughter. And I haven't seen the movie. We're in a situation where we've got really important work to do to get the border secure.
Yeah, Congresswoman Cheney is, of course, in Washington, trying to be part of the solution to the border.
Daughters are like that. Yeah. Daughters are like, don't mess with my dad.
Exactly. Yeah. Family and friends will be joined by fans of Stan Lee at his upcoming memorial.
Fans devoted to comic book legend Stan Lee will get a chance to mourn their superstar alongside family and friends. Lee's company, PAL Entertainment, announced it will honor the legendary mogul outside the TCL Chinese Theater, where his hand and footprints are in cement. And the event, organized by filmmaker and Lee superfan Kevin Smith, will feature Smith moderating a discussion of Lee's life and work with actors Mark Hamill and Vincent D'Onofrio. It will also include musical performances and Marvel movie cameos. Tickets are on sale now. Proceeds benefit the Hero Initiative, a charity that supports struggling comic book creators. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A man blames rock and roll for his high-speed driving.
Taking you deep inside the music. Just when you thought you had heard all the rock and roll excuses in the books. A man pulled over by police in Canada for speeding this week said the Motley Crue hit Kickstart My Heart was the reason he was flying down the road at 90 miles an hour, which brought him a fine of nearly $500. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police posted on Facebook about the rock and roll reason the driver was pulled over, along with a photo of the radar gun on the dashboard, writing, "This driver's excuse for going so fast? Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue was on the radio," adding, "Funny enough, our officer knew he was telling the truth since he was also listening to it, just at a much slower and safer speed. Hashtag no excuses and hashtag always got the cops coming after me." At least the driver was in good company rocking out with a fellow fan, but chances are he may have wished one of the band's ballads was on the radio instead. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
And speaking of rock and roll, a red velvet shirt Elvis Presley wore on stage in 1956 sold at auction for more than $37,000. The auction at Graceland in Memphis held this week, marking what would have been Elvis's 84th birthday. The diamond and gold necklace with TCB, or taking care of business, that Presley gave Dr. Nick, his physician, also sold for about $38,000. Presley's seventh degree black belt card that included his autograph and fingerprints sold for just under $7,000. The remote control to open the gate of Graceland that was used in Presley's limousine sold for more than $5,000. The contract that gave Elvis the deed to Graceland did not sell. It had no buyers. Some items from Graceland sold this week. Let's take a look at the star of TV's Gotham.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with Gotham star David Mazouz. The series concludes after the upcoming fifth and final season, and we caught up with the actor on his next to last day of filming.
Have you had a lot of your last scenes?
Yeah.
So what has this process been like for you? Has it been an emotional process?
Well, listen, to be completely honest, I live very in the moment, so it's really starting to hit me like today. So, you know, ever since our cake ceremony and seeing, you know, we get preliminary call sheets, so I just saw my first preliminary call sheet that didn't have a forward at the bottom. You know, it's like our last preliminary call sheet ever.
He also spoke about what a great life experience it's been with this now very tight-knit group.
It's been a lifestyle. It's been my life.
It is also giving fans this closure. What you want to tell them about what's up ahead? What is coming up? There's so much more Gotham.
Every single second is more suspenseful than anything, you know? And of course, it's going to culminate in Batman.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
More than 50, well, actually more than 60 bands are expected to play at what's being called the official Woodstock 50th anniversary concert, put on by the same guy who put on the original. Michael Lang has yet to announce the lineup for Woodstock 50, set for mid-August in Watkins Glen, New York. Says the original site in Bethel is wonderful, but too small for what he envisions. The Bethel site will have its own anniversary concert. And he says he'll focus on contemporary rock, pop, hip-hop, and country talent with tributes to the acts who played the original festival. In keeping with the spirit of the original, Woodstock 50 will also include sections to promote sustainability and social advocacy. Star Trek expands its universe at CBS All Access, and updates on Netflix, and a political show.
Fox 2.
I'm Michelle Polino. The animated comedy Star Trek Lower Decks is coming to CBS All Access. The half-hour comedy will follow the lives and careers of maintenance workers and other members of the Starfleet staff. And according to The Hollywood Reporter, a second, currently untitled animated series will debut alongside Lower Decks. Imagine celebrating your birthday like it's the last day of your life. And it actually is. And you have to relive it time and time again. That's the premise behind Netflix's Russian Doll, its upcoming dark comedy series starring Natasha Lyonne. The Orange is the New Black star co-created the series with Amy Poehler. The 8-episode series will launch February 1st. And Hulu has canceled I Love You America with Sarah Silverman after one season. The comedian made the announcement on Twitter, writing, "Well, Hulu canceled I Love You America, and we're all pretty damn heartbroken. So in traditional Twitter funeral style, I'll be retweeting the love." That's Fox 2 on Fox News.
Jamie Lee Curtis slams Fiji Water for its blatant promotion at the Golden Globe Awards.
Jamie Lee Curtis, not happy to see model Kelleth Cuthbert, dubbed the Fiji Water Girl, manage to get into a shot behind her at the Golden Globe Awards. Cuthbert went viral, photobombing stars on the red carpet. Curtis sharing the photo on Instagram, saying she did not want to be doing advertising, explaining, "Clearly, this angle shows that I moved from her being behind me, and yet from the side, it still happens. Sponsors of events need to get permission from people when they get them to take their picture next to products." Fiji Water has yet to respond, but the brand has been promoting Cuthbert's viral moment on its social media pages. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
We do take a look at actor Sal Mineo. The late Sal Mineo, today would have been his 80th birthday. American film and theater actor, best known for his performance, probably, with James Dean in Rebel Without a Cause.
Right.
He got nominated for 2 Oscars in his lifetime, supporting roles in Rebel and in the movie Exodus. A few years later.
Yep, he was a terrorist. Yep.
Of course, he played a key role in the movie Giant as well.
That's right.
He wasn't in a ton of movies, but well, he was in some biggies. He was also in the Gene Krupa story, The Longest Day, the greatest story ever told.
Wow.
His career kind of went into a tailspin. It started to make a comeback in the 1970s, and he was stabbed to death.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. He was stabbed in an alley behind an apartment by some guy that was doing some bad things, and he killed Sal Mineo, who died at the age of 37.
Wow.
He was only 37 when he died. Mm. Today would have been his 80th birthday, 2-time Oscar nominee. And let's take a look at, let's finish up with The Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS.
Amazon is the most valuable company in the world. The second most valuable company is Microsoft. And the third most valuable company is the company of friends and family. I'm kidding. It's Google.
There you go. Entertainment news in the blur right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
8:43 now. And keep it here for a Business Journal update with editor Bill Roy. Local company progressing with a new aircraft. An interesting story on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.